All right, my name is Todd Morrison. I'm the site editor for searchsap.com, and here with me today is Ethan Jewett. Ethan is a SAP BI consultant, I should say an independent SAP BI consultant, an SAP mentor, and owner of Core Datra, a BI software and consulting company. Thanks very much for joining us, Ethan.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. It's good to be here and chat a little bit.
Okay, great. So let's talk a little bit about the recent TechEd conference in Bangalore, India. Obviously, this is the third of the series, beginning with the conference in Las Vegas, and then we had one, well, that was in October, and then we had, in November, we had the TechEd conference in Amsterdam. So before we kind of get into things in, that went on in Bangalore at this recent conference, can you kind of talk to me about some of the things that happened in the previous two conferences and sort of set the stage with that before we move on to the recent news?
Yeah, sure. I don't have all the details in front of me, but in Las Vegas, and I was in Amsterdam actually, I attended there, and there were a lot of good announcements there around product and the HANA platform especially, as well as the cloud platform, SAP's cloud platform, the HANA Cloud and the HANA Enterprise Cloud, which is their more infrastructure-based platform. So there was a lot of cool stuff. In Amsterdam specifically, they showed some really great integration of the HANA's federated access to data sources. They showed some good developer experience demos around editing and editors for developers on the HANA Cloud platform, which is the Java platform as a service, and now includes JavaScript through the HANA XS engine component. So there was some good stuff there, for sure, and then there were a bunch of product announcements around BW, around ERP. We learned about BW 7.4, which is coming out and looks like it's going to be really good. Since I'm a BI person, that's my area, and so that's what I was.
Okay, great. So let's get into to talking about the TechEd conference in Bangalore, India, there a little while ago in December. So at the conference, SAP announced a new open development environment for SAP HANA called River. Tell me a little bit about it. I know we've been hearing about this for a while. So tell me about River and its significance.
Yeah, River looks pretty neat. It grew out of a bunch of the efforts that SAP had. My understanding is starting with the acquisition of the Coghead platform, but River is really different actually now. It's actually a modeling environment. So more or less you model your application, your business objects, and the interactions that they have in the River environment. And then River will actually instantiate your application on HANA. So it more or less builds your application for you. And it creates HANA tables and stored procedures and SQL scripts, and then creates an OData-based API for your application. So there's no user interface, but it models the application on the database, and it models the application logic automatically based on the model that you create in the River environment. And so this is great because it removes a lot of complexity from applications, theoretically. We'll see how it actually works. But it also has the capability to have a portable model that you can then instantiate on different environments. So HANA is one target, but SAP has the capability to build other targets for the same River application that you build. So it could give you portability, but from SAP's perspective, and I think from SAP developers' perspective, what it really gives you is a consistent modeling environment across product changes. So SAP can make a change to HANA, perhaps, and the River application will automatically use that change on the underlying HANA database and application platform without you having to make any changes to your application model. So really cool. I've seen a few demos of it and played around with it a tiny bit, and it looks like it's pretty solid and very impressive. So I'm pretty happy to see that come out into the light of day now.
Interesting. To the developer community in terms of SAP HANA for a while, what's different about this, and kind of how does it kind of fit into this this broader outreach effort towards developers when it comes to HANA?
Well, it's it's just a different type of development environment. And so I wouldn't say that it's a sea change in the way that SAP interacts with developers in general. But it does give a different offering. So it will perhaps appeal to a different kind of subset of developers, maybe even business process experts, as opposed to develop. And so in that sense, it's good because it, I don't think River, though, represents the biggest change that we saw in Bangalore and the most exciting changes that we saw in Bangalore around the way that SAP relates to developers, especially developers outside of the SAP ecosystem.
So how do developers kind of get involved with this? What's required to get up and running with River, and what do they need to do?
Well, my understanding is you can try it really easily by just going to sap-river.com, and then they ask you for an email address. You put that in, you select your region, and you can actually do a free trial and get access that way. You can also get access on – so River comes with HANA. And so on the latest support pack, service pack, SP7, there will be a River environment delivered as part of HANA. And so that will eventually become available on things like HANA 1 or the HANA Developer Edition, which are available on various cloud offerings that SAP has. And people can find those by going to SCN, which is scn.sap.com, SAP Community Network. And then they'll want to go to the developer center there, and there they can see all of the offerings, all the software offerings that SAP has, including the HANA demos, that's the way to get to them.
Okay, great. Let's talk about some of the other news that came out of Bangalore. Some news around SAP and the SAP UI5 framework the framework has an open source code on the GitHub site and a new beta version of SAP Power Builder. Can you kind of get into a little bit more into the details around those developments?
Yeah, well, I mean, Power Builder I'm going to kind of skip over because it's really not anything I know anything about, but there's a very committed Power Builder developer community, and it's good to see that SAP is continuing to develop that product. I'm sure that they're excited about it. I am really excited about the Open UI5 initiative. SAP UI5 is SAP's browser-based application framework. So it's an HTML5, very modern, widget-based application framework. So it makes it relatively easy for developers to put together applications in the browser that can talk to things like the SAP Gateway service or, actually really importantly, SAP River, because it uses an OData interface, but to develop a browser-based, really responsive, usable application, like front-end for those types of applications. So really exciting framework. It's great that SAP has developed it. It has all kinds of widgets, so drop-downs, table views, lists, that kind of thing. It also has a visualization library, which is shared products like Lumira. So pretty advanced visualization library. And the problem with UI5 for the last year or so has been, why should we learn it? Why should a developer learn UI5? Because, like, if you're an SAP developer, great, then it makes perfect sense. But if you're a developer that develops in SAP and in non-SAP environments or in non-SAP environments primarily, learning UI5 didn't make sense because you could only use it on an SAP installation. That was the only license available for it. And that's now changed because SAP, which I think is a really big step for SAP organizationally as well, has actually made UI5 open source. They've released the key components of UI5 under the Apache license. They've put some of the source code on GitHub. They're working on getting all of it on GitHub. And what this means is simply because it's under the Apache license, it means that you can use it wherever you want, more or less. And there are very few restrictions on use of the framework. And I think that this will allow UI5 hopefully to become much more popular inside and outside of SAP with developers. There's more progress to be made, so it would be great if SAP accepted contributions back from the community into UI5. It would be great if they put the source code out on the GitHub site in a really usable format there. But this is huge progress right now. And I'm really excited about it.
And what is GitHub?
So GitHub is pretty much the premier code sharing and open source product collaboration platform right now. And you can find it at github.com. And it's pretty cool. It's based on the version control system Git, G-I-T, which was developed originally for use with the Linux kernel, but has become an extremely popular version control system for all kinds of projects, including open source projects. And GitHub is where a lot of open source work actually happens nowadays.
Okay, I also wanted to ask you about some of the other news that came out of, or one other development that came out of Bangalore, and that was around a unified developer license. Can you kind of talk to me about that?
Yeah, so the unified developer license is maybe not as exciting on the surface as some of the other changes and new products, but it's really important for, I think, developers working on SAP's platforms, technologies. What it is it's a single license that covers all of SAP's platforms and technologies. Okay, so that may not be, that you might say, well, obviously that's what you'd want, but in the past, Every single product and technology that SAP has offered to developers has come with a different license. And that is a real problem for developers because some of those licenses are problematic, but also because if you're developing a new product based on SAP's platforms, then really you should be having probably a lawyer look at those licenses. And if you need to have a lawyer look at every individual license, it becomes a real pain. So this unified license is really going to help, I think, make the access to SAP technologies for outside developers a lot more streamlined and a lot easier. It's just one license that they have to learn, understand, and accept, and then they're good to go. So that's great, and hopefully it will improve adoption.
Any other news that we need to hit upon, or is that, I think that's about it, or is there anything else to add to that?
I think that's about it. I mean, they did announce a couple other little pieces of connectors, but I think those are the big things. People can always look at the press releases or some of the recap blogs on SCN are really good, so people can always go there.
Fantastic. All right, well, this concludes another SearchSAP.com podcast. Thanks very much for your time, Ethan. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd. It was good to talk, as always.